This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is the old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis, riding out again at this time on old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And we're happy to be back with you folks. It's always good to have you with us. I developed a little sore throat, so you bear with me if you will. And we're happy to get back to our study here in Revelation. But before we do, let me give you this information. We're streaming our broadcast here every Sunday, our regular Sunday services, Bible school, and worship hour. We're streaming those broadcasts every Sunday over www.wlno over your internet. And if you'd like to have more information, you write me or call me or email me, and I'll give you that information. Our email address is pastor@radiomissions.org. And then our website is just radiomissions.org. You can go there now on your website and click on, come down to live broadcast streaming and pick us up there on Sunday evenings and Wednesday evenings at 6:30 on Sunday evening, 7:30 on Sunday, on Wednesday, 6:30 on Sunday and 7:30 on Wednesday, and to hear our regular services live over the internet streaming. So if you need more information there, call me. They're getting real, very good reception. We've only been doing this for a few days, but we're getting very good reception. You can hear me all over the world there on your internet. But we came down in our study on Revelations to the church at Philadelphia. It was known as the favorite church. Some folks say even the church of brotherly love. But listen, Christ addresses this church in Philadelphia as one that is holy and one that is true. So we're coming down there. Here in the 8th verse we find, "I know thy works." Yes, the Lord knows our works, doesn't he? He knows our lack of works. He knows our lack of enthusiasm in getting out the gospel. He knows that we're slothful at many times, and he tells us to be not slothful. You know, it's a mere marvelous thing that our life and all of the works of our hands are open before the Lord, according to Hebrews 4:13. I'm conscious that my innermost soul, that the recesses of my heart, the imaginations of my mind, the meditations of my heart are all open before my Lord. He knows whether I'm honest and sincere. He knows whether I love him. He knows the intentions of the old Trailblazer broadcast that he laid upon my heart many years ago to bring you these simple, old-time, old-fashioned gospel messages. He knows that I'm not here to make a name for myself. I have no desire to do that. I don't desire to have a silver cathedral and a long bus to carry folks to the casinos or to the beaches on Sunday and Saturday. He knows my only desire, and he gave me that desire, is that by His grace, and by His mercy, and by the leading of His Holy Spirit, that I'm just here doing as the Lord commanded me to do when He first called me. He said, go and preach the gospel. And that's what we intend to do. And we're not trying to grind an axe with anybody. No, we're not doing those things. We're just bringing you the gospel. And He knows the yearnings and longings and the hunger and thirst of my heart after Him. He knows that. He knows the burden that He's laid on my heart for the lost. He said, I know thy works. And behold, I have set before thee an open door. An open door, and no man can shut it. An open door speaks of opportunity. The Lord has given us here at Radio Missions, the old Trailblazer broadcast, the Voice of Truth broadcast, which goes out every Sunday over about 45 stations across this nation. He's given us a printing press that we operate several days a month, printing gospel messages and tracts and sending them out all over the world, free and postpaid. We send out the newsletter. He's given us that opportunity, the magazine, the Voice of Truth. He's given us a gracious bookstore here where we sell the old Puritan writers, the Spurgeons and Whitfields and Mac Shanes and Gills. If you'd like to have a catalog of the bookstore where you can find good Puritan writers, that's what we sell. We sell good King James Version, Authorized Version Bible. That's all we sell. That's the only kind of Bibles we sell. And the Lord has given us those opportunities. We have a storehouse for the needy here where people help us with clothes and shoes and those kind of things to help people who are down and out on the street, homes burned out, left a bunch of little old children. Folks send clothing here, and we give them out. We don't sell them. No, I had a lady stop me the other day over there in a bookstore, and she said, "Pastor, do you know why I bring my things here?" I said, "No, ma'am, I sure don't." She just brought a whole bunch of clothes off of the rack that she had taken off her rack in her closet. She said, "Because you folks don't sell them. You give them away to the hungry. Give them away to the poor and the needy." I said, "Yes, ma'am, we do. We have 3 paid workers that work in the storehouse, and plus many volunteers, and we that's what the Lord does. Gives us that opportunity to say a word to some poor homeless soul." I asked a lady over there the other day. She came in, an elderly lady. She had 5 little children with her. I said, "Ma'am, whose children are these?" She said, "That's my daughter's." I said, "You raising them?" She said, "Yes, sir, I am. My daughter's in the penitentiary for using drugs. Crime after she used drugs." And my heart just went out to her. And I said, "Anything we can do here as far as clothes and shoes and all, we'd be glad to help you." But the Lord, He says, "I've set before thee an open door." And that's literally here. To this church, God has opened a door for service there at Philadelphia. And this church here, First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, the Lord has given us an open door. And we turn no one away. We have no color barrier, no ethnic background barrier, none of those things. No. Someone comes here, wants to hear the gospel, they're able to come in, sit on the front row or the back row or wherever they want to sit, and hear the gospel, preached and taught, week after week, day after day. Now, He said that none could close it. Did you know that's a big refreshing to my heart that no one can close it? Many, many years ago, Pastor Shelton was here for 50 years. And when he died, the statement was made on the street here in front of the church by one of our detractors. He said, "Well, it'll close up in 90 days. And that's been almost 35 years ago. The Lord's still sending out the message day by day. Sinners still getting saved. I asked you, are you saved? You want to be saved? You write me and tell me if you want to be saved. And I'll tell you what the Lord does, how the Lord saves a sinner. We don't get into it as much here as I'd like to. But this church, the Philadelphian church, and this church here had a door open for service. Opportunities for service or for salvation. We have an opportunity here. Folks have an opportunity here to come here and hear the truth. You know what I praise the Lord for, folks? That we have the truth here. We do. You say, "Well, the truth is everywhere." No, it's not. No, it's not. I listen to preachers on the radio, on the television once in a while. I read the peer articles come here. Let me tell you one of the dastardly tricks of Satan now. Most of you who know me know that we are hard down against free willism and easy believingism and decision for Jesus. That's not salvation. But I read in some of the magazines that come here now, they publish some of the old writers. The Spurgeons and Whitfields and Mac Shanes and Bunyans and Bonars and John Newton. And they published one of his articles, one of those preachers, and everybody got any sense and all know that they're truth. And so they published one of his articles on the front page of their magazine, catches your attention. So I read one of the articles by one of the pastors. And at the end of the message, the editor of the paper, whom I won't name, you'd know him if I called his name, he put a little insert down at the bottom of the message, about as big as a man's business card or a woman's business card. And he said, "If you've read this message, sinner, and you'd like to be saved, pray this prayer." And he wrote a little prayer about 2 lines. "Lord, I'm sorry I've sinned. Would you save me? Amen." And then he said, "Now, my friend, you're saved. Join yourself to some local church and live the best you can. And rejoice that you're saved." Now, my friend, that man that wrote that little card was using that old preacher's ministry to try to influence someone. And that man is lost as a goose in a snowstorm. That pastor, that preacher who wrote that, he doesn't know anything about salvation. No. Well, we're not going to get off on that today. Listen. Listen now. That opportunity that he gave the Philadelphian church, we have here today, and it never ceases. There may be hope today, but none tomorrow, folks say, but the Lord openeth and giveth opportunity for a sinner to be saved today. We have that opportunity. I can tell you how the Lord saves a sinner if you'd like for me to, but if you would, write me, and I'll be glad to do that for you. And now, if the sinner doesn't take that opportunity, he'll lose it tomorrow. The Lord openeth to giveth hope. Mercy and grace today, but tomorrow Mercy gives way to despair and to justice and to wrath if the sinner does not enter into the open door of salvation in Christ, even tonight or today, wherever you hear this message. Here we find that the Lord, whom the saints at Philadelphia loved, had opened a door for them which no man could shut. No power in earth or hell could close that door. And they went on in the truth, serving the Lord, preaching the gospel, in spite of the devil, the world, and every unsaved religionist. That's what we do here at the old Trailblazer broadcast. We publish the pastor's tracts, about 500,000 a year. We give them out day by day to be for free distribution. We mail them all over the country. If you're a tract distributor, you write me, and I'll be glad to send you a sample of our tracts, our messages. They're sound doctrinally, and folks are taking them. And we have a city bus driver stops in here once a week and gets a big armload or sack load. He gives them out on his bus. Now, you have that opportunity where you live to put a sound track in someone's hand, and that's preaching the gospel. I brought a message a few nights ago on preach repentance and remission of sin, and I told my folks, I said, every one of you who's able to put a track in someone's hand, you're preaching the gospel. And we have a prison ministry here. We send Bibles and good literature to prisoners all over America. That's preaching the gospel. The Lord told me by His Word, preach the gospel, preach repentance, preach remission of sin. You know, if we just preach repentance, we'd be of all men most miserable, wouldn't we? But no, we preach remission of sin. What is that, you say? Forgiveness. The Lord forgives. The Lord cried out on the cross that day, that awful day, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, my friend, there's forgiveness with the Lord. Are your sins forgiven? Are they under the blood? Could I just ask you, are your sins all under the blood? We sang that song here, and I surely won't try to sing it for you with my voice as bad as it is, even though I could use that for excuse. But it's a song, a little chorus we sing, under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, safe under the blood, safe though the worlds may crumble. This old world's crumbling around us now, but the old Trailblazers, safe in the arms of the blessed Lord, because my sins have been forgiven. Because I was a good fella, because I preached the gospel, because... No, sir, none of that. It was because Christ died for me. My friend, the Lord has opened the door here, and it remains open in spite of every opposition, in spite of every individual right here. We have folks write me and tell me to get alive, to quit taking these people's money. And I don't take any money from here. I've told you that before. They tell me to read John 3:16, and I tell them back. I read John 3:16. I preach it. And I also preach John 3:17, 18, and 19. You go there and read them, my friend. Listen now. We're gonna bring the message to a close in a minute, but let's just say this before we do. The Lord also says here, for thou hast a little strength. It meant it was a small church. It was a small church. Don't you love small churches? I do. That's what we have here. It's a small church. I told someone one day what our radio budget was, and he said, you mean that little old shabby church over there can finance those many radio stations every Sunday and day by day for the trail? I said, no. The Lord has touched hearts here, one here, and one there. I may have told you I got a letter from a package from a person the other day, and it had a coffee can in it. And he said, Pastor, I heard you say go out in the backyard and dig up the old coffee can and send me $100. He said, well, I only had 20 I could send you, but here it is. He sent me a coffee can, a Folgers coffee can, and I thought it was great. I put it in the magazine, my picture, with a coffee can in my hand. And I had a lady today, got a letter from a lady today. She made took a piece of paper and made a coffee can, drew it on there with a marks a lot. And she said, here's my old coffee can, Trailblazer. But I have to close the broadcast. And would you just write me? My mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. And you pray for me. The Lord will give me my voice back. Maybe some folks wish He wouldn't. But listen, pray for me, would you? And help me with the broadcast. And write me. I'll send you all of that material I was talking about, the Internet and all those things. Just ask me to send you the information about how to get on the Internet and hear our live broadcast every Sunday and then every day. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.